Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and a guide to intuition for higher consciousness. I am delighted to welcome Chrissy Estelle, author of 7 Steps into Angel Light, and to talk about today, her new Guardian Angel Oracle cards. She is one of the most highly qualified and experienced angel teachers and writers in the UK and holds a BA in comparative religion and postgraduate certificates in spiritual development. And today we'll share with us new awareness of angels and their place in time, space, life and death, and a new perspective of their many qualities and services to humanity. Hello, Chrissy, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
I'm so thrilled. Thank you for inviting me.
And you're going to familiarize us with new information about angels and how your cards not only serve to share much about our celestial helpers, but offer ways to guide us in making the best choices for following our life plan and on a daily basis when facing choices. And today, just before the show, I said, let me pick a card for the two of us and see what comes up. And the card I picked was service. I offer the best of my talents for the greater good of all, which comes from Archangel Uriel, who exalts the divine within us as we accept our gifts of true spiritual peace. So I thought that was wonderful and very appropriate. And the cards, we're not just selecting the cards. Spirit is helping us get the card we need to have in the moment. So let me read what the service card says. We might not all be able to save lives or do other heroic deeds, but everyone can play a part in society by willingly sharing their talents. The angel of service encourages you to give your capabilities, knowledge, and time to help and inspire others and thus make a difference in the world. And isn't that what we're doing today?
It certainly is.
I think it's beautiful. Yeah. But Chrissy, let's go back to the first question I always ask my guests, which is to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place, an event, a dream, a goal, or something that may have shown you or others around you the interest and work, the path you would take, and the life you would live as an adult. So, think back for a minute. Give us an idea of something that was important to you early on in life.
It's funny. I didn't know that this was what you were going to ask me, but as I was sat waiting for the call, I was looking back and thinking, when was the very first time that I felt the presence of angels? And for me, that was when I was a little girl and I was living with my grandparents in a very small town in the north of England, and I would see ribbons of light flashing around the room. They didn't scare me. I didn't know what they were. Since then, I've realized they were angels. But I used to ask that God would make me kind, and I used to go to bed at night thinking, I just want to be kind. I just want to be kind to people. Mm. And I think that's because I had my grandma that brought me up. She was one of those kind of ladies that if she saw somebody digging in the road outside, she'd go out with a mug of tea and she'd take them, you know, a homemade cake or something like that. She had a huge generosity about her. And she was a tiny, tiny little lady. So I think that had a huge influence.
Absolutely.
She also believed, she believed in fairies and magic and angels. And it really helped, you know, she read tea leaves and she believed in past lives. So that was...
Well, had a gift and you had a gift. And you were lucky to have her to share her wisdom with you so that you could open up. And I think that's beautiful. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all seek the kindness within us? It's there. It's there for all of us, but you
It's
asked
there.
for it to illuminate it into the world, and I think that's just beautiful. So, what are some experiences you've had where angels have guided you, perhaps in a difficult situation?
Yeah, I've had a lot of difficult situations. I sometimes think that the teacher teaches what the teacher needs to learn. And
Yes.
so very often, when I've been lost, not just physically lost, sitting in my car trying to find a town where I was supposed to be giving a talk or something, I'm really lost in life situations. I've always been saved from a difficult situation, or I've always met the right person at exactly the right moment to guide me in a different direction. And I'm certain that's because the angels were always around me. I remember actually I came to the USA, and I was visiting someone in New York, and whilst they were at work and I was hanging around waiting for them to finish their job, I walked, and I just walked and walked and walked for miles. And an old man came over to me and said, "You shouldn't be walking around these streets. They're not safe for a young lady." But I knew I was safe. And then a whole gang of youngsters walked towards me, young men with hoodies on. And I've never felt fearful, but I just said, "Angels, protect me, please." And they all crossed the street and walked along the other side, and I just carried on merrily walking along on my side of the road. And I always say, that was one of the angels protecting me, because
Yes.
I didn't know that there was someone walking next to me, but clearly they felt they should cross over. Little things like that, in
Well,
everyday
that's
life.
not so little. It's
No,
actually
it's
a
perhaps not
big
so little.
miracle. It's actually a wonderful miracle. I had a similar situation like that in New York City when my daughter was doing commercials, and I was young and she was young, and we were in the city, and I started to look in the window. It was the window of a jewelry shop, and all of a sudden I turned, and there were three men, very rough looking men, surrounding us, and I tightened my hold on my daughter's hand, and I looked in their eyes, and they said, "Let her go." So perhaps the light in my eye, or lack of fear, or the angels shining through,
Yeah, I think the angel's shining through you.
whatever happened, it was a very special moment like yours. But I want to tell you a little story. So the angels are guiding us all, and they are around all of us. Now, in the last 20 years, after awakening to this new reality about life, death, and the nature of universal energy, which supports this physical world, I changed my belief systems and my earlier training, which believed that life ends with our physical death, and that angels are only mythical representations of ways to deal with death and nature and man and spirit. I thought it was a beautiful concept, but I didn't really think it was real. In other words, I really didn't believe in angels. Now I know, I don't believe, I know beyond the shadow of doubt that angels and souls and guides and spirit are always around us while we're in this physical realm. And the reason I know it, and I'm going to tell you this story of an angel that I met. One of the very first angels I met, this was 20 years ago when I was becoming very involved in this work. My mom had a major heart attack during a car accident, and she was taken to a hospital in Brooklyn, New York, and it was actually the same hospital I was born in. And in intensive care, this young male nurse came into the room, and she told me he was going to take care of her. And I asked his name, and he said, "Timothy." And days later, when she was taken to another section of the hospital, she now had a feeding tube inserted in her nose. And Timothy walked in, and I said to him, "She's not doing well." And Timothy walked over to the bed and said to her, "You don't need that feeding tube. You can eat on your own." And the next morning, when I visited, the feeding tube was out, and she was, with help, eating a little jello. So I ran through the halls of the hospital asking everybody where Timothy was because I wanted to thank him. But nobody knew Timothy. So although after my mother passed, and since that time I have met other Timothys, at times when I needed to hear something and to be inspired, and they have always renewed my spirit, and I then developed my healing gift and my ability to receive messages from spiritual energies, and I have met other guides in human form who have assisted and led me forward. So while I believe angels are a special life force and God's messengers and do not have a physical life, there seem also to be humans who embody or reflect this angelic energy, and they help us also. So
When I wrote, I wrote a book a few years ago called Gifts from the Angels, and that was all about people who had experiences like yours with Timothy. People who had seen a presence of a person, a human person, who'd just given them the right information or helped them. And that's the book is just stories from real stories like your own of people's experiences where they've been. Their life has changed because of a renewed faith in the presence of the angelics, and it's just wonderful. Your story reminds me of one my mother told me when she was little. When her she my grandmother had an accident and she fell downstairs and she lost a baby, and my mother was about 8 years old, and she was not allowed to go and visit my mother, her mother, and so she was sitting on one of the corridors outside in the old-fashioned hospital, and her father went in and said she should be a good girl and just stay there. And a lady walked towards her dressed in blue. She thought it was a sister's uniform, and the lady said, "Come with me, I'll show you your mum. Your mummy's going to be fine," and opened a door and ushered my mum, little girl mum, in through the door, showed her mummy lying there, okay. She was going to be fine. She looked very white and pale, but she was going to be fine. Then the lady took her hand and brought her back out and sat her on the chair and just whispered shh with her finger on her lips and walked off. And then when her father came out and said, "I'm sorry you couldn't go in and see, you know, your mummy," and she said, "Oh, I did see her." No, you didn't. No, the door didn't, you know, nobody came in, the door didn't open." She said, "I did see her. The sister brought me in." And then when the nursing sister came along, she wasn't wearing blue at all. She was wearing white.
Right.
And so my mum then, she knew that something special had happened. And she says that's her first experience of an angel in physical form. But she moved to America, and she had a very wonderful life communing with angels and writing books and teaching people about angels. But she didn't bring me up. So it's interesting that even though my father was a mystic and my mother was a healer and communed with angels, they got divorced when I was a baby, and neither of them brought me up. And yet
Your
here I am
grandmother,
doing the same thing.
your
Yeah.
grandmother brought you up, but
She did.
she had the gift also. So
Yeah,
you
they
were
all had.
lucky to be surrounded by so many people
Yeah,
aware of the
yeah.
nature of energy and
Yeah.
what we truly are as spiritual beings having
Yeah,
a physical life.
yeah.
That's a wonderful story. I thank you very
Yeah.
much for that.
Yeah.
What would you think angels have to do with intuition?
I believe they prompt us. I think we have to be open to it. We have to have an experience in life that informs us in some way. Very often people have had either a near-death experience or a traumatic, almost devastating life experience where they've lost somebody or they've had a divorce or they've something that's taken them down to a deep pit of despair, I think sometimes, and then they open to something because a beautiful experience lifts them out of their doom. And I think this is when the third eye switches. Or either that,
or opens, yeah.
A lot of the millennials now, they're just born with it. You know, they're fantastic young people who are so sensitive, and they just have this sense of knowing. They're all doing yoga or, you know, something similar that's awakening their chakra system, their inner, if you like, their inner knowing. And I think once we've developed that, this is when we start to see angels. This is when we start to commune with the other worlds. And
I think we are in the middle of a huge spiritual transformation. And the millennials and the young children being born are bringing in a sense of many spiritual gifts and awareness at a young age to help make this transition. And some of us, you and I, are here maybe ahead of time to be able to help and assist those.
Yep, I agree.
And just talking about intuition. Really, intuition is a sense of knowing without having to think about things in a mind-based way. It comes from the heart, and it is about the ability to trust and to love life and the universe and angels and spirit with all our heart and with all our soul. I guess that was written in the Bible, to love God with all our heart and all our soul. And God is a universal force. No matter what religion, no matter what discipline you practice or modality, it is all about energy and the creative force of change. So angels help us in many ways, in dreams, in visions, through intuition, through a sense of feeling signs, right, through our senses. Yeah. And they're working with us in so many ways. And, you know, in my case, I was awakened to this through a dream, through the fact that perhaps there was another reality that I hadn't been paying attention to. And once I started to think that way, people and events started to shift and change in my life, synchronicity, coincidences, and I was led and guided very rapidly to the people who helped me to remember my gift from childhood that I had shut down because I was living with expectations from the outside world and people around me, and I was giving up a part of my inner soul being in order to be accepted and to fit in. And that changed very much. But let's go on to your very beautiful deck of cards. How might you suggest people begin to use your deck of informative and beautiful angel cards when they get them? Tell us a little bit about the cards themselves.
Well, the cards, there are 52 in the pack, and they're divided into four different suits. So each of the suits are one of the main four archangels. So we have Michael cards with messages from Michael, which are all about self-empowerment and protection and how to be in your power and with different ways of how to do that. So there are 12 cards with Michael. Then there are 12 cards from Archangel Uriel, which is all about teaching, and it's about service, administering to the world, being part of the great movement towards raising the consciousness of humanity. And it's those 12 messages are all about how may I have inner peace, and at the same time, how best may I serve. And then we have 12 cards from Archangel Raphael, and these are all about how best may I heal. So it's about myself, but it's also about healing other people that I come into touch with as well. And then the 12 cards from Gabriel are all about direction and movement. So we have cards that give us our purpose, cards that empower us, cards that enable us to serve the rest, and cards that help us to heal. And they've got different colors around them, depending on which archangel is giving the message. But the reason why there are 52 is because I felt that it would be really good to use these cards, not just for divining, but also to work on our own personal spiritual growth. So you can take one card randomly if you like, or you can ask the archangel to show you which message you need to learn. And you can take one card and you can use the affirmation, that lovely affirmation that you read out for the angel of service, and you can work with that for a week at a time.
That's just what I did. That's just what I did today. I asked to show a card that would show our purpose, yours and mine, in doing this show today and what we hope to achieve. And I picked, of course, I didn't pick it. They gave
the
it
universe.
To me. The universe.
Yeah, they do. I always say to people when I'm teaching them how to use the cards, I always say go through the whole pack of cards first and connect with each of the pictures, each symbolic angel on the card and the colors, and see what the angel is doing and see what it says to you first. Just go through the whole pack and see how your energy blends with each of those cards, and then shuffle them and then ask, what do I need to know today? Or ask, you can ask a reading, you can say, how have I got to this point? What's happening now? What do I need to move on from this? So you can take three cards and use them. There are lots of readings in the book that comes with it, and there's a very nice guide with all the different coloured cards inside the book. But the thing that I really loved when I was doing these cards, I was given the words. We agreed 48 cards and then one for each of those archangels. And then Watkins gave me a list of words, and they said, can you give us a card for each of these words? And so I lit a candle in my office and I sat and meditated with each word until a vision came into my head, into my third eye, into my intuition. And then I very quickly asked, what is it you want people to understand from this image? And it was very generic. It was for everybody. It needed to be a message for each of these words and each of these pictures that would speak to everyone at whatever level of development or understanding they are at. So people who've been doing this work, like we have for 20 years, we get a highly intuitive image and a sense of knowing what we're being told. And for those people who are just starting out and they've never worked with this kind of card, they can use the book and they can read and they can interpret how that means for them. And then they can use the affirmation to make that real. But of course, you and I both know that this is not what angels look like. This is just so that people can get the image, because we all love to humanize.
Well, you know, actually,
everything.
The angels will show us what we need at whatever level of development we're at in order to capture our attention and interest and to work with us. And, you know, I think we're moving towards a sense with the millennials of trying to achieve heaven on earth, or to improve living and cooperating according to the law of attraction, and to bring more light into the world. And more people are turning to spirit and the angels. And life is going to improve, even in the middle of all. Or maybe we're having all these challenges at this time in history. And so we can move towards the truth of knowing ourselves as spiritual beings, having this physical life, and eventually creating more harmony and balance and love on this planet and in the universe, because everything's interconnected and important, and we can't neglect anything. Now, you also have a new book, 7 Steps into Angel Life. What was your hope that readers would take away with them from reading this book?
My intention and my hope is that people will begin to understand exactly what you've said, that we are light beings having a human experience. But what I found when I was doing the research for this book, It's seven chapters, seven archangels, the benefits of working with each of those angels on a very personal and practical down-to-earth level. Because I now know from researching for this that we have light in every cell. Every cell of our body has a photon.
Yes.
We've got light in us, and we can reflect that light the higher up the vibration of our own energy. And so I try and encourage people to work with each of these powerhouses, these angelic beings that are not people. They're not actual people. They're huge, vast energy lights out there, and we can connect with them and draw them close to us, and we can reflect the, if you like, the virtues of those high energy beings in our own lives. But for me, it's all about being practical. We're human beings, we're having a human experience, we have 2 feet on the ground, and I believe that our role, or I feel that our role as human beings is to anchor that light, because the angels are not walking the earth with us. They can and they may, but in principle, the human beings are the ones with the heavy body, and we need to anchor that light and understand that it's flowing through us. And then as we walk the earth, we are creating footsteps of light everywhere we go. So our role is to be the best me that I can be, and you be the best you that you can be. And I do believe that the angels, these seven archangels that I'm working with and have been working with for 20 years, are with us all the time, and we can connect into that powerhouse, that energy source.
Of course,
and
because
so the book takes you through a whole process of a journey and seven easy steps in order to be able to go higher and higher and raise your vibration until we get to the last one, which is how may I serve, which is the card you brought up. I was so thrilled when you said it's the card of service, because for me, Uriel is the one who says, okay, you're ready, come out and do your bit.
That's funny. But we know that angels are God's messengers, or spirits'
Absolutely.
Messengers, as we're directed as human
yeah.
beings to know the beauty and goodness of the spiritual
yeah.
kingdom. And angels yeah. help all human beings to appreciate the intentions of those in spirit, because they
yeah.
wish us to act honorably. That's a very important word, truthfully, and to avoid contamination by loving
yeah.
unjust and negative actions. So they're
yeah.
the guide, and they're the protectors, and they love us. They simply love us, and they know we're not perfect, and we're going to have situations that are challenging, and we are being helped as much as possible. But we do have to experience what we were born as souls to experience and work through it to the best of our ability. So I want to thank you, Chrissy Estelle, author of Seven Steps into Angel Light, and also for producing the Guardian Angel Oracle Cards, and for sharing the magical world of angels and spirit who guide us and inform us to the magnificence of our own soul potential, often
yeah.
even when we are not fully aware of it. In order to purchase this beautiful set or the book of artistically superb angel cards with much information about the gifts of each angel shares with us, go to Chrissy, Chrissie, Estelle, Estelle.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, I hope our talk on the beauty and grace of the angels, who have always and now are there to support and guide us to our higher sense of being as we remember our soul essence and expand and refine our energy through our human journey of life. We gather through all challenges and experiences greater compassion and love for ourselves and others, surrounded always and enhanced by universal source and energy. Chrissy, in her guide to the use of the angel cards, gives us beautiful descriptions of the purpose and help that the angels are guided by the divine to share with us. She writes, in today's busy and often stressful world, Many of us feel the need for some kind of spiritual light, love, and guidance. Luckily, no matter what our belief system, angels and their energy are a presence that any of us can call upon to act as channels between ourselves and God, the divine or spirit, whatever we understand this universal power to be. It is, of course, possible to connect with angels simply through prayer or meditation. However, using the angel cards in this kit can help you to tap into their energy in a more focused way, especially if you need insight into a particular issue. Chrissy and I hope our listeners look beyond the thoughts of their mind and the experiences of our physical world that often cause us to shut down our inner sense of wisdom and intuition and to forget who we are. And we simply must feel with the heart, ask for help from above, and be grateful to the beings of light who surround and support us always with love and guidance if we simply ask. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to and read about visionaries, spiritualists, scientists, metaphysicians, psychologists, and all who hope for understanding and for enhancing human and spiritual progress and our evolution for an improved quality of life for all. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.